back here at White on a back here. I was going to say at White, back here at Madison High School in the area high school game of the week. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineup. Starting lineup is brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Opie, they'll go with Brecken McGuire, a sophomore, Corral Robinson, a junior, Dexon Holding, a senior, Abbott Bailey, a sophomore, and Cade Whitmore, a junior. Head coach is Chris Schmidt. He's assisted by Riker Schmidt. And for Madison, they'll go with Braden Grimmett, a sophomore, Corey Yell, a sophomore, Colton Ish, a senior, Blaine Smith, a junior, and Octavian Dean, a junior. I want to remind you that the starting lineup is brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and the surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. Madison has the ball going right to left across your radio dial. Dean tries to get it in to Ish. Ish is going to be fouled by Dexton Holting. That'll be Holting's first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Opie. Inbounds pass comes in to Dean. Dean gives the right side to Smith. Smith gets it up top. Gets the ball left side to Grimmett. We're going to get an offensive foul on the illegal screen set on Octavian Dean. That's his first personal. That's huge. That's the one guy you can't get in the foul trouble if you're Madison. Dexton Holding has it. Gets it up top to Robinson. Robinson tried to get it into Whitmore. Had the ball stolen away. And here comes another steal. This time by Holt. Shot is up and no good by Brecken McGuire. And turnovers already on both teams. Three-pointer by Octavian Dean is up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Lane Smith. So here comes the Eagles with it. Dexton Holting gets it across the timeline. Left side to McGuire. McGuire gives it right side to Holting. Holting now gets it into Whitmore. Whitmore finds Robinson open on the underneath, and the shot is up and good. Nice look that time. Nice pass by Cade Whitmore. And it's 2-0. Opie with the lead. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Lane Smith gives it off to Ish. Ish gives it left side to Grimmett. Grimmett, right side it goes to Yowl. Yowl got it. Baseline jumpers up and no good by Colton Ish. And here comes Opie on the break. They get the ball up top. Now left side it goes to Holting. Holting gives it to Robinson. Robinson thought about the three. Now he drives in. Dishes it off to Whitmore. Whitmore's shot is up. No good. Rebound to Madison. Now turnover in backcourt and layup. Good by Correll Robinson. 4-0 right now for Opie. Correll Robinson with all four of those points. Correll Robinson at the free throw line. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Madison, and then we're going to get another turnover. That's already three turnovers on Madison here in this first quarter. 5:39 to go in the first, 4-0. Opie with the lead. Ball goes to Cade Whitmore, top of the key. Gives it to Correll Robinson, who dishes it off to Curzon, who came in the game. Curzon's shot did not fall. Foul on Correll Robinson, his first. Yeah, Jaden Curzon now in the game. Jaden Curzon, a junior. Now they get the ball over on the right side. Back up top. They tried to get it in underneath for Tavian Dean, and they threw the ball away. Four turnovers on Madison. Now, three-pointer is up by Dexton Holtine, is up, no good. Rebound two. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to stay with. Going to get a timeout called by Opie. We'll take a timeout too. 4:50 to go in the timeout. Excuse me. Timeout called by Madison. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. It's Opie 4, Madison nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Country 101.7.
So, Madison with the basketball. They get the ball in the corner to Braven Grimmett. Double teamed over there. Gets it up top. Shot is up and no good by Corey Yell, but he's fouled. Foul is on Jaden Curzon. His first. Free throw is up and good by Corey Yell. He gets Madison on the board with their first point of the night. Second free throw is up and good. 4-2 though. Opie with the lead in the basketball. Robinson gets it across the timeline. Correll gives it over to Holtine. Holtine gives it back up to McGuire. McGuire gives the right side to Holtine. Holtine gets it, picks up his dribble, gives it down in the corner to Curzon. Curzon can't handle the pass. The ball goes out of bounds. Two. Out of bounds to Madison. Now they get the ball across the timeline. This ball of Ish has it, gives it the Yell down in the corner to Smith. Nice hops that time by Lane Smith. He skied to get that pass. Braden Grimmett with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound two. Rebound two. Opie. Holtine gives it left side. Down on the left wing. Brings the ball back up right side. Brett McGuire for three. Good. Brecken McGuire with a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. 7-2 now. Opie with the lead. That's the first 3 points of the night for McGuire. Now Steele coming up with it. Keep driving in. Shot is up and no good by Riker Wendell. And now 3-pointers up and no good by Braden Grimmett. And the ball goes over to Opie. In the game now for Madison is Cade Hurlbert. Cade actually had a pretty good game over at Hartford on Tuesday night. Now the ball goes to the right side. Brecken McGuire for three. No good, but he's going to be going to the line to shoot three. So Brecken McGuire at the free throw line. Free throws up and good. Second free throw is up and good. In the game for Opie for the first time is Eli Markowitz, and Cade Whitmore is now back in the game. Third free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Opie. They get the ball left side to Holting. Excuse me, that's Braden Lindemann that's now in the game. Up top it goes. Eli Markowitz gives it right side to McGuire. Right corner it goes to Lindemann. Lindemann gets it back up. McGuire makes a move, gives it over to Holting for three. No good. Rebound to Holting. To McGuire. McGuire shots up, no good. And here comes Madison with it. Trailing 9-2, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Get the ball to Octavian Dean. Dean drives in, shots up, good. Nice move by Octavian Dean. He gets his first 2 points of the night. Cuts the lead to 9-4. Ball goes to the left side. McGuire. Brecken gets the ball down in the corner. Goes to Lindemann. Lindemann picks up his dribble, gives it up to Dexon Holting. Right side. Goes, has the ball stolen away by Cade Hurlburt. 1:25 to go here in the first quarter. 9-4 Opie with the lead, but Madison has the ball. And we're going to get a tie up out front in this holding call. Terrell Robinson back in the game and Abbott Bailey back in the game for Opie. That is foul number two on Dexton Holting. And the fourth team foul of the quarter on Opie. The inbounds pass comes in. Colton Ish, turnaround, jumpers, good. Colton with his first two of the night. Cuts the lead to 9-6. 1 minute, nearing a minute to go here in the first. Ball goes to the right side to Markowitz. They get back up Robinson. Now to McGuire. McGuire, top of the key, jumpers up, no good. Rebound goes to Madison. Lane Smith has it, takes it all the way to the glass. Shot blocked by Abbott Bailey, but Madison has the basketball. Three-pointer blocked again by Correll Robinson. Out of bounds to Madison. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 41 seconds on the game clock. Inbounds pass comes in. They give it to Colton Ish. Ish gives it off to Hurlburt. Hurlburt picked up her dribble. Picked up his dribble. Has the ball almost stolen, but Ish keeps it. Ish picks up his dribble. Gets it into Octavian Dean. Octavian Dean, turnaround shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Lindemann for Opie. Gets the ball down to Correll Robinson. Robinson left side to Markowitz. Back up to Correll Robinson. 8 seconds to go here in the quarter. Abbott Bailey, spin move, shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Madison, and that will do it for the first quarter of action. And at the end of one, it is Opie 9, Madison 6. We'll be back with the second quarter following this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. and Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Country 101.7.
As we get set to start the second quarter, we'll be leading 9-6. Brecken McGuire with it, gets it across the timeline. Right side it goes. Correll Robinson. Correll picks up his dribble. Now double team, gives it up to Holting. Holting gives it right side to Robinson for three. He shots up, no good. Rebounded by Cade Hurlbert for Madison. Cade gets it across the timeline. Gets ball left side. It goes to Coriel. Gets it up to Octavian Dean. Inside it goes to Colton Ish. Shot is up. In and out, no good. Dexon holding with it for Opie. Ball goes to right side to Holting. Holting is double teamed and fouled. There we go. I had a frog in my throat. Sorry about that. Foul is going to be on Corey Yao. That's his second. Now jumper is up and good by Dexon Holting. His first two of the night extends the lead to 11-6. Now they get the ball across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Gives it down to Hurlbert. Hurlbert gets it up to Yao. Yao goes to the right side to Ish. Ish down in the corner to Lane Smith. Feeds it into Dean, but Dean can't handle the pass. A little bit too hot. Too much mustard on that pass. Or hot. Braden Grimmett in the game now for Madison. Now they get the ball. Opie does. They get the ball. Try to get it in underneath the Cade Whitmore. But Dexon Holting's pass was a little too high. Just turnover number three in the half for Opie. Lane Smith gets it across the timeline. Now they get it back up the lane. The right side it goes. Colton Ish. Ish gives it the left side. Now they get it back up. Lane Smith, the right side. Colton Ish. A long three. And no good. Now Dexon Holting with it on the right side for Opie. Gives it up to Correll Robinson. Robinson gets in the paint. Dishes it off to Abbott Bailey. Back to Correll Robinson. Correll on the left corner. Now gets it in underneath Cade Whitmore. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Whitmore. Put back up, good, and a foul. Great effort that time in on the boards by Cade Whitmore. Foul is going to be on Cade Hurlbert, his second. Free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Abbott Bailey. Out to Dexon Holting. Holting gives it up. Right side to Holting. Holting now goes across court to Abbott Bailey. Bailey spin move. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebound this time by Madison. Holting only like 3 of 13 from inside the arc so far. Octavian Dean as it gives it back out. Three-pointers up and no good by Cade Hurlbert. Madison has missed all six of their three-point attempts. Opie with the 13-6 lead. Nearing 5 minutes to go in the first half. Ball goes to the left side. Correll Robinson gives it down in the corner to Abbott Bailey. Bailey drives in, layup, good. Nice move by Abbott Bailey. His first two of the night. That's 15-6. Olpe slowly taking that lead out. And one thing is, Coach Schmidt is using his bench all night. As Jaden Curzon now back in the game. Ball goes left side to Braden Grimmett. Gets it back up to Ish. Ish gives it to Hurlburt. Excuse me, to Yell. Now left side it goes Grimmett for three. No good. Rebounded by Lane Smith. Gets it back up. Now layup no good by Colton Ish, but he's fouled. Braden Linneman getting ready to check back in the game. That foul was on Jaden Curzon, his second. At the free throw line, it's Colton Ish. Free throw's up and no good. Olpe on a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. And we're nearing 4:28 to go in the quarter. Second free throw is up and good by Ish. That stops the 6-0 run. Makes it 15-7. Olpe with the lead in the basketball. 4:20 to go in the first half. Ball goes to the right side. Dexton Holting for three. Good. Dexton Holting with a Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Extends the lead to 18-7. Right side it goes to Lane Smith. Gets it in underneath Octavian Dean. Back out the lane. Now Colton Ish has it, gives it. Three-pointer by Brayton Grimmett's up and no good. And a foul on the rebound. Foul is going to be on Abbott Bailey. His first, second team foul. Inbounds pass comes into Colton Ish. He's in the right corner. Gets it back up top. Now they get it in underneath Octavian Dean. Left side it goes to Smith. Now to Grimmett. Grimmett drives in. Shot up off the glass. No good. And here comes Olpe with it. They get the ball up top to Holting. Holting left side. Layup is up and good by Braden Lindemann. His first two of the night extends the lead to 20-7. Now a ball stolen away by Braden Linneman, and he's fouled. That foul is going to be on Lane Smith, his first. Back in the game for Olpe is Eli Markowitz, replacing Abbott Bailey. Olpe with the 13-point lead and chance. And they have the basketball. Dexton Holting with it. Gives it right side. Right side to Markowitz. Back out it goes to Brecken McGuire. McGuire gives it right side to Holting. Now to McGuire. McGuire gets in. Shot is up and no good. Rebound two. Rebound scramble for it. It's going to go to Madison. Here comes Madison getting it across the timeline. He gets the ball to Lane Smith, gets it back up top. Now Lane gives the right side to Ish down in the corner. Goes now back up to Smith. Smith gets it left corner to Grimmett. Grimmett into Octavian Dean. Dean's shot is up. They're going to count it. Octavian Dean with his, now with 4 points on the night. That foul was on Jaden Curzon, his third. Abbott Bailey going to check back in. Octavian Dean's free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Madison. They get it back up. Coryell tried to force it in. That's the ball stolen away. Here comes Olpe on the break. Jaden Curzon layup, no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Braden Lindeman. And here comes Masson on the break. And we're going to foul. 1:59 to go in the first half, 20-9. Olpe with the lead. Abbott Bailey, along with Cade Whitmore and Correll Robinson, back in the game. For Olpe. Grimmett set the inbound it for Madison. Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball right side to Lane Smith. Lane Smith has it up top. Gets the ball off to Octavian Dean. Right side it goes to Lane. Now they get it in to Octavian Dean. His shot is up and good. Octavian Dean with six. And it cuts the lead to 20-11. 1:30 to go in the first half. McGuire gets the ball to Holte on the left side. Now to Abbott. Bailey. Bailey turns. Kicks the ball right side. Correll Robinson. Correll gets it back up. Three-pointer up and no good by Holte. Rebound two. Madison. Here comes Braden Grimmett on the drive. Layup. No good. Rebounded by Cade Whitmore. One minute to go. Correll Robinson with it. He gets the ball, picks the ball up, gives it up left side. Now they get it in the corner. Cade Whitmore finds Dexon Holte open underneath. Layup, good. Nice execution that time by the Eagles. Dexon Holte with seven, all here in the quarter. Turnover by Madison. Correll Robinson comes up with the steal. Cade Whitmore has it. Now they get it. Ball to the right side, three-pointer is up and no good by Brecken McGuire. And here comes Madison with it. They get the ball left side, kicks it right side, Braden Grimmett for three, no good. Rebound two, another shot is up and no good by Madison. Now we got a loose ball, we got a tie-up, going to get a timeout called by OP coach Chris Schmidt. And we're just going to keep it right here with 5 seconds to go here in the first half. And Olpe pulling away here with a 22-11 lead. It really has been Dexon Holte carrying the offense here this second quarter for Olpe. And their defense has just been outstanding tonight, forcing Madison in a lot of turnovers already. They've got seven turnovers this half. And Opie's also doing a good job of not giving up second chance opportunities. Tomorrow night, we'll have Olpe on the radio on Mix 104.9 as Michael Deeker will be up there up in Burlingame for Olpe in Burlingame. As we got to get these makeup games in. We get the ball in the decks in the Brecken McGuire. McGuire gets around. This is off Cade Whitmore. Shots up. No good. But that does it for the first half of action. And at the end of one, at the end of the first half, it is Olpe 22, Madison 11. We'll be back with the Longmine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longmine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by Longmine Auto.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Schenke Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by the Opie Meat Locker. Providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
At Longmont Auto Plaza, why wait until Black Friday to get great Black Friday savings? Savings like up to $9,300 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado, 1500 LTZ Crew Cab with Costco membership, or a 2024 Chevy Blazer EV, only $399 per month for 36 months with Costco membership. Get Black Friday savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, together, let's drive. Blazer lease based on 36 months, 12,000 miles per year with $4,100 cash or trade equity, plus tax, title, and fees due at signing with approved credit.
Country 101.7.
Back here at Madison High School, just tallying up the stats here. But Opie with the 22-11 lead. Right now, and one of the things is Madison has not been able to hit many shots at all. Okay, let's give you a rundown of the stats. Stats are brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For Opie, they're being led by 7 points from Dexton Holting, 5 from Brecken McGuire, 4 from Correll Robinson, and 2 points each from Abbott Bailey, Cade Whitmore, and Braden Lindemann. They shot 7 of 21 inside the arc, 2 for 7 from 3-point range, so overall 9 of 28 from the field. Well, they were 2 of 4 at the free throw line. And for Madison, they were led by Octavian Dean with 6 points, 3 from Colton Ish, and 2 from Corey Yao. They are 4 of 10 inside the arch, 0 for 10 from 3-point range, so overall 4 of 20 from the field. Got a score in from El Dorado after 3. Emporia High is leading Wichita Trinity. Emporia High boys are leading Wichita Trinity by a score of 53-32 after three quarters. So Dylan Sherwood on the air with 1400 KVOE AM. And an exciting game down there in the roundhouse at El Dorado. And yeah, this game here has just been a little bit back and forth for a little bit, and then Opie just kind of grounded it out a little bit and started to extend the lead. One other stat that I didn't point out was Madison has committed just 7 turnovers to 3 for Opie. Tomorrow night, Michael Beaker will be on the air at about 6 o'clock from Burlingame on Mix 104.9, as the Opie Eagles will travel to Burlingame to take on the Burlingame Bearcats. And then with Tegan and I will be down at White Auditorium, as we'll have the game, the boys semifinal games of the Flint Hills League tournament, where we'll have we will have at 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have Mission Valley taking on Waubunsee, and then at about 7:45 we'll have Osage City taking on Council Grove. So it should be an outstanding night of high school basketball tomorrow night on both airwaves. So it ought to be a fun evening tomorrow night at White Auditorium. Hope to get OB head girls coach Dina Wilson on maybe here. But I don't know if we'll be able to before halftime. So, okay, we're going to take a break and be back with the... We're going to wrap up the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show and take a two-minute timeout and be back on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longmont Auto Plaza, why wait until Black Friday to get great Black Friday savings? Savings like up to $9,300 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado, 1500 LTZ Crew Cab with Costco membership, or a 2024 Chevy Blazer EV, only $399 per month for 36 months with Costco membership. Get Black Friday savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, together, let's drive. Blazer lease based on 36 months, 12,000 miles per year with $4,100 cash or trade equity, plus tax, title, and fees due at signing with approved credit.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry and Madison for your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. And by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student athletes every step of the way.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. By Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. And the Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. They'll give you free estimates.
Country 101.7.
Back here at Madison High School, we get ready to start the second half. In what has actually been a fast-paced game, just Madison's just not able to get shots to go. 4-for-10 from three-point from inside the arc and 0-for-10 from three-point range. That's kind of presenting some problems. They are, however, 3-of-4 at the free throw line, so that's been a good positive part for them. And for Opie, it's just this team is just kind of fun to watch because they are loaded. They just run people in and out, which I kind of like that style because they're so deep. Opie will be coming out with a little bit of a different lineup. They're going to go with Braden Lindemann, Brecken McGuire, Correll Robinson, Abbott Bailey, and Dexton Holting. While Madison comes out with their original starting lineup of Braden Grimmett, Corey Yao, Colton Ish, Lane Smith, and Octavian Dean. Obi has the ball going right to left across your radio dial. Ball goes in the corner. Now they get across the court to Abbott Bailey. Bailey gets inside, dishes it off to the corner. Dexton Holting for three. Good. Dexton Holting with another, with his second Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. That's 25-11. Olpe with the lead. Masson with the basketball. They get the ball left side. Down in the corner it goes. Braden Grimmett gets it up top. Now they try to get it in to Octavian Dean. He's going to be fouled from behind. Looks like that's going to go on Braden Lindemann. His first team foul of the second half. Inbounds pass comes in to Octavian Dean. Gets it in underneath. Ball stolen away or about to be. And we're going to get a tie-up. Good effort that time by Colton Ish. He was not giving up on that basketball. He had three Eagles around him, and he was able to tie up Braden Lindemann to force. And now Masson gets the ball inbounds. They give it to Colton Ish. Shots up no good, but he's fouled. He needed to be rewarded for that effort down there. That's a good run and a play for him right off the bat. It's a good reward. Ish going to the free throw line. 1-for-2 tonight from the line. Free throws up and good. Colton Ish now with 4. Second free throw is up and good. Colton Ish with 5. Inbounds pass comes in. Dexton Holding has it. Opie with the 25-13 lead. 7 minutes to go in the third. Spin move. They try to get the ball in underneath Braden Lindemann, but threw the ball a little too hot. Turnover number 4 of the game for Opie. The Bulldogs bring it up. Get it down to Braden Grimmett. Now back up to Colton Ish. Ball goes to the right side. Coryell, lay it, no good. Rebound put back up by Octavian Dean is up and good. Octavian Dean with 8. Cuts the lead to 25-15. Now we're going to get a kick ball. I think they're going to get that kick ball on Coryell. A kick save and a beauty. Inbounds pass comes in. Abbott Daly's shot is up, no good. Rebound 2. Rebound out of bounds to Madison. Pressure being put on the backcourt by Olpe. Inbounds pass comes in to Lane Smith. Lane gets it across the timeline now. Going to start the offense. Now they get the ball to Octavian Dean. Dean gives it off to Lane Smith. Smith loses the basketball. Carell Robinson with the steal. Robinson now loses the basketball right back. Here comes Lane Smith on the break. Ball almost stolen by Dexton Holding, and then Dexton almost went over the railing down there. And Dexton is a tough kid, but I would not have liked to have seen that. Inbounds pass from Grimmett comes in up top to Lane Smith. Lane gets the ball to the left side. To Yao. Yao now to Octavian Dean at the top of the key. Dean gives the ball off to Colton Ish. Ish picks up his dribble. Gets the ball right side. Now they try to feed it in. Octavian Dean ball knocked away. 6 seconds to go on the shot clock. Braden Grimmett from 3. No good. Rebound. Put back up by Colton Ish is up and good. Ish now with 7. Cuts the lead to 8, 25-17. Dexton Holding with it. Left side. Gets inside. Shots up. Good. Dexton Holding with 12. Ball goes to the right side. Get the ball in underneath. Shot is up and no good. Rebound by Correll Robinson. He gives the ball left side. Abbott Bailey, right side now to Dexton Holte. Holte gets it right corner. Now we're going to get a foul called on Braden Grimmins. Grimmins gets a foul as he was guarding Brecken McGuire. Jaden Curzon checking back in for Olpe. Gives the ball to McGuire. McGuire dribbles in, takes it to the glass. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Madison. And left side jumpers up and no good by Corey Yao. Here comes the Olpe the other way. Layup is no good by Brecken McGuire. And Brecken McGuire's just got that little burst of energy. Fouls on Colton Ish, his first. I mean, he's got that first step. Boom, baya, boom, baya. Free throws up and good by McGuire. McGuire with six. Second one by McGuire is no good. Rebound by Octavian Dean. 28-17, Olpe with the lead. 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Colton Ish picks up dribble, gets it in to Octavian Dean. Dean is going to get fouled going up for the shot. See who they're going to call that on. They're going to say it was on the floor. Foul is going to be on Dexton holding his third. .405 to go in. Ball goes to the right side to Colton Ish. Ish gets it up top. Now picks up dribble, goes to the right side. They get it in underneath Octavian Dean. Dean's shot's up, no good. He's going to be fouled by Jared Curzon, by Jaden Curzon. That should be Jaden's fourth. Cade Whitmore checking back in the game. That's one thing, tomorrow night they'll have a little bit taller player to defend in the post in Drake Skirvin. The inbounds pass comes in, three-pointer by Colton Ish. Good! A Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cuts the lead to 28-20. Madison gave Olpe fits last year at Substate, and they're doing it again this year. Foul on Braden Grimmett, his second. Brecken McGuire going to the free throw line. McGuire, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line tonight, hits that one. And he hits this one. McGuire now with 8 in the game. Leads back up to 10, 30-20. Lane Smith gets the ball knocked out of bounds by Braden Lindemann. Now Corey Yao set the inbound and gets it in to Grimmett. Grimmett dishes it off to Smith. Smith back out to Colton Ish for 3. No good. Rebounded by Lane Smith. Lane Smith kicks it back out to Ish. Ish drives in the paint. Shot is up. No good. Rebound and tipped by Corey Yao is no good. Timeout going to be called by Olpe coach Chris Schmidt. We'll take a timeout too. 3:16 to go in the third quarter. It's Olpe 30, Madison 20. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Country 101.7.
Got a final score from El Dorado as Emporia High School defeated Wichita Trinity 72-46. That first free throw was good by Corey Yell, but he missed his second one. Cuts the lead to 9, 30-21. Dexton holding with it. Gives the ball to Brecken McGuire. Brecken McGuire has the ball almost stolen away, and it is. It's stolen away by Lane Smith. Lane Smith has got it across the timeline. Madison a chance to cut in into this lead. Octavian Dean inside. Shot is up. Good. Octavian Dean now with 10. Cuts the lead to 7. 30-23. Brecken McGuire has it. Gives the ball to the right side to Dexton Holting. Holting gets it in the paint. Dishes it right side. Lineman. Lineman to Cade Whitmore. Whitmore gives it in the right corner to Holting for three. Good. Now, we'll say long two. Long two. Dexton Holting now with 14 on the game. Extends the lead to 32-23. Colt Nish gets it up. Left side it goes over. Now back over to Colt Nish. Excuse me, Corey Yao with it. Yao gets the ball in the corner to Braden Grimmett. They tried to get it in Octavian Dean, and he's going to be fouled. I think they're going to get that on Cade Whitmore. That is. That's on Cade Whitmore. That's his first. At the free throw line, shooting two is Octavian Dean, as that is the fifth team foul. Dean's free throw is up and no good. Octavian Dean with 10 for the game. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Give him 11. Cuts the lead now back to 8, 32-24. 1:50 to go in the third. Dexton Holding has it on the left side. Dexton brings it back out. Goes the right side to Brecken McGuire. Brecken McGuire's shot is up, no good. Rebound. Out of bounds. To Olpe. They get it right side to McGuire. McGuire launches a three. No good. Rebounded by Octavian Dean. Dean gets it down the court. Layup by Grimmett. No good. Rebound Dean. Put back up. No good. And a foul. But Grimmett needs to hit that layup. If he hits that layup, that really gets the crowd, the Madison crowd, going. That foul is on Brecken McGuire, his second. At the free throw line, shooting two is Octavian Dean. Dean's free throw is up and good. Octavian Dean now 2-4 at the free throw line on the night. Correll Robinson back in the game for Opie. Second free throw is up and good. Dean now with 13. Cuts the lead to 6. 32-26. Brecken McGuire up top. Gives the ball to Correll Robinson. Correll now gives the ball to McGuire. Left corner to Holting. Holting now picks up the dribble. Gives the ball over to Correll Robinson on the right wing. Correll Robinson gives it now up to Holting. Holting drives in. Now he's double-teamed, gets it all to Robinson. Robinson, oh, had the ball basically what would have been stolen by Braden Grimmett, but he just slapped at him with his hand, got him across the arm. That's the third personal foul on Braden Grimmett. Fourth team foul of the half on Madison. The ball goes into McGuire. McGuire picks up the dribble. Gets the ball to the right side. Now they get it over to Correll Robinson. Correll gets it back out to Dexton Holting. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Holting drives right down the lane. Layup. Good. Dexton now with 16 on the night. Sends the lead to 34-26. They get the ball to Octavian Dean. Dean drives in. Dishes it off. Three-pointer by Ish is up. No good. Rebound goes pulled down by Opie. Here comes Brecken McGuire. He's going to be fouled from behind by Brayden Grimmett. And that's Brayden Grimmett's fourth personal foul. So he, not only that, it sends Brecken McGuire to the free throw line. Because that's the fifth team foul. Brecken McGuire's free throw is up and good. Eli Markowitz back in the game for Opie and Kate Hilbert back in the game for Madison. Second free throw is up and good. And now 9 seconds to go here in the quarter. Colton Ish drives in, gives it off to Dean. Layup, good. Cuts the lead to 8. And now McGuire, half-court shot is up and no good. That does it for the third quarter of action. And after 3, it is Opie 36, Madison 28. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs!
Country 101.7.
As we get set to start the fourth quarter, 36-28, Opie with the lead in the basketball. Opie being led by Dexton McGuire with 16 points. And Madison's got 15 from Octavian Dean. Here comes Opie with it. They get the ball left side. It goes down the corner to Dexton Holting. 2-3 zone being put on by Madison. Right side, Correll Robinson for 3. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Colton Ish for Madison. Ish gives the ball off to Lane Smith. Lane gives the ball to Kate Hilbert. Hilbert gives it over to Ish. Man-to-man defense being put on by Opie. Lane Smith with it. 16 seconds to go on the shot clock. They get the ball to Colton Ish. Ish gets the ball in to Dean. Dean layup, no good. Leak gets his own rebound. Oh, no, they're going to say it out of bounds off of Dean. And here comes Opie with it. Brecken McGuire gets it across the timeline. Now gets the ball up to Holting. Holting gets the ball up to Correll Robinson on the right wing. Robinson now up top to Holting. Holting drives in, has a shot blocked by Octavian Dean. And here comes Madison with a chance to cut that lead. It's been about 6-10 for better part of the third quarter. Yeah. Going to get a foul out front on Brecken McGuire. That'll be just number two, I do believe, on McGuire. Oh, it's number three. I must have missed one. Hey, as long as the book has it correct. We get the ball left side to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back up top to Yao. Yao gets it to Dean. Dean drives in, gets a shot up off the glass, and good. Octavian Dean with 17. That's the lead to 6. 36-30. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it back up top, swing it left side. Abbott Bailey, and Bailey's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be on Colton Ish. His second. Inbounds pass comes right in to Abbott Bailey. Layup good. Somebody on that defensive side. Fellas, neat. Abbott now with 4 points. Timeout called by head coach Alec McNeil. We'll take a timeout too. 5:45 to go in the third, in the fourth quarter. It is OP 38, Madison 30. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Country 101.7.
38-30. Holby with the lead. Masson with the basketball. They get the ball in to Dean. Dean gets it back out to Lane Smith. Lane gives the ball right side to Kate Hurlburt. Over to Lane Smith. Inside it goes Ish. Now back over left side to Corey Yao. Yao had the ball almost stolen by Robinson. Now it goes in the corner to Ish. Ish tries a layup. No good. Rebound comes out to Olpe. And a three-pointer is up and no good by Abbott Bailey. And now Madison trailing by 8, 38-30. That ball kicked. Knocked out of bounds that time by Brecken McGuire. The inbounds pass comes in to Smith. Ball goes to the left side to Smith. Smith gives it to Dean. Back out to Smith. Now ball knocked away, but Kate Hurlburt runs it down. Hurlburt picks up the dribble. 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. They get it in to Dean. Left side to Smith. 6 seconds to go on the shot clock. Now they get the ball right side. Kate Hurlburt for three. Off the glass and good. Oh, my. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cuts the lead down to 5. 38-33. Brecken McGuire gives it up to Dexton Holting. Holting goes to the left side to Robinson. Robinson gives it back up to Holting. Right side Holting has it. Gives it to Braden Lindemann. Lindemann finds Correll Robinson on the back cut. Layup good. Correll Robinson had the first 4 points of the game. And now he's got 6. Extends the lead to 40-33. Ball goes to the right side to Corey Yao. Yao gets inside. Has the shot knocked away. And comes down to Abbott Bailey. Bailey gives it off to McGuire. McGuire right side to Robinson. Back up to McGuire. McGuire tries to get inside. Going to get called for traveling. Jaden Curzon back in the game for Opie. And back in the game for Masson's Braden Grimmett. And they get it down to Kate Hurlburt. Hilbert picks up his dribble, gives it to Lane Smith. Lane across the court to Braden Grimmett. Braden Grimmett has the ball stolen away by Kozin. Actually, I think Braden needed to shoot that ball. But when you're not hitting, the confidence is down. Ball gets inside to McGuire. McGuire kicks it right side to Holte. Kicks it right side to Holte. Back up to McGuire. Left side it goes to Abbott Bailey. Bailey gets it into Jaden Kozin. Shots up no good, but he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Cade Hurlburt, his third. At the free throw line is Jaden Kozin. Kozin's free throw is up and no good. Kozin's second free throw is up, no good. Rebounded by Colton Ish. Ish gets it across the timeline. Lane Smith has it. Gives it up top to Cade Hurlburt. Over the left side to Lane Smith. Now the ball stolen away by Jaden Kozin. .230 to go here in the ballgame. Correll Robinson, three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound is going to be a tie-up between Abbott Bailey and Lane Smith. Ball goes over to Madison. Corey Yao checking back in the game, replacing Cade Hurlburt. Madison has been pretty methodical on their offense, but they need to pick it up the pace just a hair. And have the ball stolen away actually by Correll Robinson. Robinson gets it off to Kozin. Kurzon's going to get a foul by Lane Smith. And I think Madison was wanting Kozin because Kozin was out of control. That foul is on Lane Smith. That's his second. Inbounds pass. Comes into Robinson right open underneath. Shot is up, no good. Rebound by Octavian Dean. Dean has the ball stolen by Robinson. Robinson shots up, no good. Rebounded this time by Madison. They get the ball to Grimmett. Timeout going to be called by Coach Alex McNeil. And we will take a timeout, too. 2:04 to go in here in the fourth quarter. It is OP 40, Madison 33. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Country 101.7.
Back here at Madison High School. We got a discussion going on here. We've got some mud, so right now while they clean that up, we'll take another. We'll see what they're going to do. It looks like that's what they're going to do. We'll take another 30-second timeout and be back on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Schenke Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Country 101.7.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, Michael Deeker will be on the air on Mix 104.9, as we'll have Olpie versus Burlingame tomorrow night. And Tegan Trahoon and I will be down at White Auditorium covering the Flint Hills League boys semifinals. Old Madison set the inbound and underneath their basket. They're having some trouble. They get the ball in to Colton Ish. Ish picks up the dribble. Gives it to Braden Grimmett in the corner. Grimmett gives it in to Octavian Dean. Back out to Grimmett. Launches a three. No good. Rebound two. Olpie. And we're going to get a foul in backcourt on Corey Yao. Lane Smith getting ready to check in for Madison. Yeah, taking Trun and I will be at the Flint Hills League tournament covering boys tomorrow night, with Mission Valley taking on Wabunsee at 6, followed by at 7:30-ish Osage City and Council Grove. Okay, now Abbott Bailey has it, gives it over to Dexon Holting, back over to Abbott Bailey. Now back to Bailey, up to McGuire. Right side Holting. Holting now gives it out to Curzon. I think they wanted to foul Curzon, but now they get to Holting. Now 4-3-2. Oh, we're going to have a shot clock violation on Olpie. I think that's okay to run the delay game, but they did also run 35 seconds off the clock. Timeout again going to be called by Madison. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a timeout too. 1:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Olpie 40, Madison 33. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Basketball brought to you in part by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by the Olpie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Schenke at the Olpie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia. The City of Olpie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpie a great place to live and raise a family. And Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Country 101.7.
Madison with the basketball there and 1 minute to go in the ballgame. 40-33. The ball goes to the right side. Colton Ish for three. Good! Colton Ish with the three-pointer. Cuts the lead now to 40-36. Dexon Holting with it in backcourt. Gives the ball to Brecken McGuire. McGuire. Now being guarded out there by Lane Smith. McGuire breaks through. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Lane Smith. Smith has it. They get the ball left side and driving in. We're going to get a foul. But that's okay. Opie's got, if you're Olpie, you got the few fouls to give. Foul is on Abbott Bailey, his second. Inbounds pass comes in to Lane Smith for three. No good. Rebound. Balfour goes to Jane Curzon. Madison trying to foul. They do. They foul Brecken McGuire. Colton Ish does. Foul is going to be on Colton Ish, his third. Yeah, Madison tonight just has not been able to hit the threes. They're 2 of 17. Free throws up by Brecken McGuire is up and good. Brecken McGuire now with... He's hit 6 out of the last 7, now 7 out of 10. Second one is up and good. Timeout called by Coach Chris Schmidt. We'll take a timeout too. 26 seconds to go. It is Holtby 40, Madison 36. Back up to this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry and Madison for your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. And by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student athletes every step of the way.
Country 101.7.
Opie leading 42-36. Madison's putting some pressure on in backcourt. Inbounds pass comes into Braden's rim and he gives it off to Lane Smith. Smith gets it across the timeline. Now they're trying to double team him, but Coach Alex McNeil wants a timeout. That'll be... And it'll be a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout too. 19 seconds to go. Be back after the. It's OB 42, Madison 36. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Primit Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. By Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Country 101.7.
Madison needing the basket and needing it in a hurry. 19 seconds to go. But Olpe's doing a nice job of just staying with them, staying, putting the defensive pressure on them. Lane Smith gets it across the timeline. He gets the ball to Colton Ish for three. No good. Rebounded to Octavian Dean, and Dean loses the basketball out of bounds. But good effort that time by Octavian Dean. But this has been a great effort. This has been a good effort tonight, too, by Olpe. This has just been a hard-fought game. I know when we talk to Coach Schmidt after the game, he's going to be like, hey, it was a battle. Foul is number 4 on Colton Ish. McGuire with 12 points on the night. 9 of 11 from the free throw line. That's make it 10 of 12. Second free throw is up and good. Sends the lead to 44-36. 6 seconds to go. Well, it's been a good hard fought battle tonight in Madison. It's going to go to the Olpe Eagles. The Olpe Eagles stay undefeated in Lyon County League. And head for a showdown tomorrow night in Burlingame. Final score. Olpe 44, Madison 36. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. And the Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. They'll give you free estimates.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck, happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Country 101.7.
Welcome to the Rich Door Company postgame show, and the final score is Opie 44, Madison 36. Let's give you a rundown of the stats. The stats are brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And leading the way for Opie was Dexton Holting with 16 points, 14 from Brecken McGuire, 6 points from Correll Robinson, 4 points from Abbott Bailey, and 2 points each from Cade Whitmore and Braden Linneman. They were 13 of 32 inside the arc, 3 for 12 from three-point range, so overall 16 of 43 from the field, while they were real nice, 9 of 12 at the free throw line, all 9 of 11 of 14 from the free throw line, and 11 of 15 tonight from the free throw line. All 11 makes were by Brecken McGuire, as he was 11 of 12. And for Madison, they were led by 17 points from Octavian Dean, 13 points from Colton Ish, 3 points each from Corey Yao and Kate Hurlburt. They shot 9 of 22 inside the arch. They were ice cold, 3 of 21 from three-point range. So overall, they were 12 of 43 from the field. They were 9 of 12 at the free throw line. That's a good percentage. But that's that. 3 for 21 from three-point range. That's going to hurt almost every time. And that's one of those things that you just, if you get three or four more of them go down, your stats look better and the scoreboard looks better. So Opie stays undefeated in the Lyon County League tonight. Just an impressive win. I mean, it was a hard fought. It wasn't pretty. It was just a hard fought ball game here tonight in Madison. And New Madison would give them fits because Madison has given them fits in the past couple of years. They just can't get over that hump. As Coach McNeil said, they have lots of talent on that side. And so that's one of those things, too, that he's got a good group here at Madison High School, too. They should be proud of the way they played tonight. And it's just one of those things that couldn't quite get everything going. Now, tomorrow night, like I said, Michael Deeker will be on the air with you on Mix 104.9 at just about 6 o'clock, probably pregame at about 5:45, as the Opie Eagles will be going to Burlingame to take on the Burlingame Bearcats. Now, tomorrow night, myself and Taken Trahoon will have the boys' semifinal champion of the championship side of the bracket. We'll have the boys' semifinals from the Flint Hills League tournament, where we'll have Mission Valley taking on Waubunsee at 6 o'clock, followed by Osage City taking on Council Grove at about 7:30. So we've got a lot of basketball action on the airwaves for you the next few days. And then Michael and I will be on the air for four games on Saturday, all for the third place games and the championship games of the Flint Hills League tournament. So we've got a fun couple days ahead of us, and it's going to be fun to do that, waiting on Coach Chris Schmidt to come over and take a real quick visit and just, like I said tonight, it's been it was just a hard fought game. It's one of those, you want to say it wasn't pretty, but it was just hard fought back and forth affair between two arch rivals that are 10 miles apart. And right now we'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back with more on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University. Helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Country 101.7.
back here at Madison High School. I have victorious head coach Chris Schmidt from the Olpe Eagles. And, Coach, what was the key for your guys' win tonight?
Well, you know, I think we did enough things to get the win, Ken. But, you know, I think, again, the start. We got off to a good start. Mm-hmm. And so we were making them chase us and all night long. So, you know, I think our defense overall was pretty good. We let Dean get too much inside. We got to not let him get so comfortable and get position. And then the offensive rebounds in the second half. But we gave up tremendously too many offensive rebounds, which led to either points or getting fouled. And, you know, that kind of did. Offensively, we got to move more. We got to use more basketball sense at time. I thought tonight we had some guys that just didn't understand the concept of what we needed to do at certain times.
And I also think Coach McNeil has a good game plan for you guys, because last year, like at Substate, this game reminded me of that.
Absolutely. That's what Riker and I are talking about in the second half. You know, they extend that zone, and, you know, I think at times, again, we settle. And the other thing is, we got to get better production inside. You know, that they're going to say, that's what they're saying. They're saying that our guards, we're going to try to take your guards away, and we got to, you know, hopefully we don't give up too much inside. As I told them at halftime, it was 22-11. That game should have been 30-11. Mm-hmm. We missed four or five shots we got to make inside, and that's the difference. You put that to 30-11, that's a lot different. You know, for them coming back, they had it at 8-9 pretty much the whole time, and then the fourth quarter they just kept whittling down. They hit a three-point shot. We'd hit free throws. They'd hit a three-point shot. And but again, you give Coach McNeil great credit. They had a tough one the other night, and they responded. And we told our kids they're going to give you their best shot, and I thought they did a heck of a job.
And it's nice to have a guy like Brecken McGuire go the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, Brecken's a confident kid. He shoots it strong, and I really think Brecken needs to get to the free throw line more. What I want him to do is get in the middle lane and not necessarily have to get to the basket. I think that's, he's going to get those once he gets that middle, that little mid-range shot in the middle. And I think that's there, and he's not the only one that needs to take advantage of that. But then once they come to you, then you can drive to the basket. But, yeah, it's always good. You know, end of the game, I feel pretty good with the ball in his hands.
And with Michael not being here, I'm going to ask a Michael question. What do you want to tell the friends of the Feathered back in Olpe tonight?
Well, again, I appreciate you for listening. And, you know, we're playing for a league championship tomorrow night at Burlingame. Yeah. So if you can get to Burlingame, Kansas, and, you know, support these kids, they'll come out ready to play. And let's go see what we can do.
Well, Coach, good luck tomorrow night. And I'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, tournament time.
All right. Thanks, me has been Olpe head basketball coach Chris Schmidt. We'll be back with more after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Schenke Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by the Olpe Meat Locker. providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Country 101.7.
As we wrap it up here from Madison, want to remind everybody that we'll be on the air tomorrow at two places. Michael Deeker will be at Burlingame to have the Opie Burlingame game on Mix 104.9, I do believe, and on Country 101.7. We'll have the Flint Hills League Tournament Boys Semifinals between Mission Valley and Wabunsee at 6, followed by at 7:30-ish, Osage City versus Chase County. Want to congratulate the Emporia High Spartans on getting a victory tonight over Wichita Trinity. Hey, I want to thank Irish Renteria back there at the station. She did an awesome job tonight working with me for the first time in a while. I really appreciate Iris and the work that she does for us here at KBOE and does it for our sports. She did an excellent job back at the station tonight. Once again, the final scores here tonight on the girls, it was Opie 48, Madison 34, and on the boys, Opie 44, Madison 36. Have a great evening, everybody, on Country 101.7 FM.